This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. European countries started banning flights coming from the UK on Sunday as government officials in London warned that a potent new strain of the coronavirus was, quote, out of control, following the example of the Netherlands, where a ban on all UK passenger flights came into effect on Sunday. A German government source said Berlin, too, was considering a similar move as a serious option for flights from Britain. The Dutch ban came into effect from 6 a.m. and will last until January 1st. And neighboring Belgium also said it was suspending flight and train arrivals from Britain. The move comes as around a third of England's population entered a Christmas lockdown, and UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock warned that the new strain of virus was, quote, out of control. Speaking on Sky News, Hancock said that the situation was deadly serious and that it was going to be very difficult to keep under control until a vaccine is rolled out. It seems that scientists first discovered the new variant in a patient in September. Susan Hopkins of Public Health England says that the agency notified the government on Friday when modeling revealed the full seriousness of the new strain. She confirmed a figure given by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson that the new virus strain could be 70% more transmissible. Last week, Europe became the first region in the world to pass 500,000 deaths from COVID-19 since the pandemic broke out a year ago, killing more than 1.6 million people worldwide and pitching the global economy into turmoil. Countries are shutting down their economies again in a bid to rein in the virus. A year after the pandemic first emerged in the Chinese city of Wuhan, the rapid rollout of vaccinations is now seen as the only effective way to end the crisis. For more on this developing story, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Five Nigerian soldiers were killed when Islamic State-aligned jihadists ambushed a military convoy, and more than 30 civilians were also kidnapped in another attack, military sources said on Sunday. The military convoy was hit in northeast Borno state on Saturday, and militants also attacked a transport convoy in the same region a day before, abducting at least 35 people and killing one woman. Nigeria's Boko Haram and a splinter group, the Islamic State West Africa province, have killed 36,000 people and displaced around 2 million people as part of a decade-long conflict. Saturday's attack on the military convoy took place outside of Mafa, 44 kilometers north of the regional capital of Maiduguri. The 35 people were kidnapped late Friday by the militants at a fake checkpoint outside Jacana, 25 kilometers from Maiduguri. An opposition coalition in Central African Republic on Sunday called for the postponement of upcoming presidential and legislative elections, as the party of ex-president Francois Bozize denied claims that he was planning a coup. The coalition of the Democratic Opposition made the call a day after the government said Bozize intended to march on the capital with his men. The coalition wants the December 27th elections delayed until peace and security have been reestablished in the country. The new opposition bloc includes the main parties and movements opposed to the current president, who is expected to win a second mandate in the election. Bozize's party says he is not planning a coup. Sudan and Ethiopia will hold negotiations next week to delineate their shared border, a statement from Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok's office said on Sunday. The talks will be held on Tuesday, a week after Ethiopian forces reportedly ambushed and killed Sudanese troops along the border. Sudan and Ethiopia share a border that is 1,600 kilometers long. In 1902, a deal to draw up the frontier was struck between Great Britain, the colonial power in Sudan at the time, and Ethiopia, but the agreement lacked clear demarcation lines. Sudanese state media reported Saturday that Khartoum had deployed soldiers to an eastern border region where Ethiopian farmers cultivate fertile land on territory claimed by Sudan. Sudan's army said troops were attacked on Tuesday evening in an ambush by Ethiopian forces and militias inside Sudanese territories. Addis Ababa was keen to downplay the importance of the incident, saying it did not threaten the relationship between the two countries. A foreign ministry spokesman in the Ethiopian capital said Ethiopian security forces had repelled a group of